The Labor Department reported today that the nation's unemployment rate fell to 5.1% in August. That puts unemployment at its lowest point in more than 7 years, and is one more sign that the economy continues to do well. Some analysts said this latest data increases the odds that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates later this month. Others said the strength of the labor market is actually overstated a bit in today's report. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
Economists said today's report suggests that the economy continues to grow at a healthy, if not exceptional, pace. The Labor Department said businesses added some 250,000 new jobs to their payrolls during August, and worker pay rose too, with wages up by an average of 6 cents an hour. Audrey Friedman is a labor economist.
The labor market is showing good opportunity for people who wanted to leave their jobs or who want to get more pay to start looking for other jobs where the pay is higher. So there is a certain amount of opportunity that creates mobility.
Labor Department officials cautioned that the drop in unemployment may not have been as great as it appeared. They said the statistics had been collected later than normal in August, at a time when a high number of teenagers had begun returning to school. That made the labor force look smaller than usual, which in turn helped push the unemployment rate down. But there was no question that the general employment picture was good. This is only the latest in a series of recent reports indicating a renewed strength in the economy this summer. Consumer confidence is high, the manufacturing sector appears to be recovering, and new home sales have risen. In fact, many analysts see signs that the economy may be growing too fast. Dan Sito is a senior economist at Nikko Securities.
All of these things point to an economy that continues to improve. And that, unfortunately, translates into some inflation risk.
Sito notes that today's unemployment rate of 5.1% is well below the level that virtually all economists believe can be sustained without inflation rising. So far, inflation has remained under control, but many analysts see signs that wage pressures are building. In cities such as Omaha, many businesses have had trouble finding either entry-level or skilled workers, and some companies have had to raise wages and offer big incentives to attract workers. Vicky Krisik is Vice President of Communications at the Omaha Chamber of Commerce.
You can drive just about on any street and see signs up that now hiring. The skilled trades, some companies have actually gone into helping create schools to train people in some of these trades so that they can produce their own employees.
In recent weeks, the specter of higher inflation has left many investors afraid that the Federal Reserve would soon have to raise interest rates. This week, the fears have been so strong that stock prices have been especially volatile. Today's report seemed to reassure investors that the economy is strong, but not too strong, and stock prices actually rose across the board. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.